The British travel company Thomas Cook has collapsed. The company coordinates package tours, or rather they did coordinate package tours. They're going out of business immediately, leaving hundreds of thousands of travelers stranded overseas. The British government says getting a total of 150,000 British nationals home will require the biggest peacetime repatriation operation that Britain has ever conducted. Daniel Thomas is the executive news editor of the Financial Times. He's covering this story from London. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How does a 178-year-old company close overnight?
This is a company which has been going on, as you say, for almost 180 years, but the last 10 of those years have been pretty terrible. They've faced a really difficult market where you go in there, you'll book your holiday, they'll do everything for you, a package will be set up, you just turn up at the airport, fly up to your hotel, get your food and drink, all paid for. For the company, what they've seen is like increasingly people don't do this anymore. They go to Airbnb, they book flights through low-cost airlines, they do their own thing. And there's also a shift away from this slightly out-of-date, gaudy idea of a package holiday. The market has changed.
Plus, okay, so the market has changed over time, but I'm just thinking, so you said this has happened over a decade, but then suddenly this abrupt end, I'm reminded of this saying by Ernest Hemingway, that the way you go bankrupt is gradually, then suddenly. How did it happen so suddenly?
Well, it's been laboring under some heavy debt, so it's got about $1.7 billion in debt. So the problem is the owners of the business, the equity holders, and particularly one called Fosun, which is a Chinese travel group, sought a solution. And Fosun went to the debt holders and said, look, let's do a debt for equity restructuring. So they put together a deal. Then at the 11th hour, a group of the banks said, actually, we're a bit more worried than we were at the beginning, and we want a couple of hundred more million pounds in the structure. And that was the problem. They couldn't find the money.
And bang, the company is out of business. In just a few seconds, is the government going to have to help to pay to bring people home?
Well, yeah, as you say, it's 150,000 British travelers, some 350,000 European and international travelers all need to get home now. It's a huge job for the government. They're chartering planes, big logistical nightmare, really expensive, cost of £100 million plus for the government here.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be one of those really interesting, but really complicated things to work out.
Daniel Thomas of the Financial Times, thanks so much.